Football is his passion.
I love football.
Feels like it's last year. We got the same intro. Short. Keep it real short. Then we can talk. We can talk more football.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, if we cut down the intro, we can reduce drag.
KMBR 68 presents.
My very favorite TV show of all time is The Rockford Files.
The Jim Harbaugh Show. Now here's Murph and Mac.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Let's talk about, well, maybe a little baseball, too. With Jim Harbaugh, brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers. With offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon, Jim brought to us by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and a proud sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. And Jim Harbaugh is brought to you by your Northern California Lexus dealer, who invites you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. Oof. Or for more information, visit Lexus.com. Jeez, Jim, I apologize for my voice.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, well, how are you? You come by it honestly. You've had a lot to talk about.
We were at the game last night, and to talk to the guy next to you, you had to shout.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I imagine you caught some of that, huh?
Yeah, caught some of it on the radio, saw some of the highlights and some of the action. It was tremendous. Tough to talk about football today. I mean, everybody's talking Giants baseball, and rightfully so. What a wonderful thrill of victory that is for the Giants.
Well, the way the schedule's kind of worked out, you guys got your win in on Thursday, and it kind of cleared the decks for everybody, you know, and you don't have to play again until next Monday. So it's almost like the scheduling gods are sort of working out for everybody.
Kane, Scudero, all the guys, Pence.
There must be something that you take from
Posey.
Yeah,
wow,
the way Posey. They came back,
Vogel,
you know,
song.
Being down 3-1 and 0-2 to the Reds. There must be something that you can kind of take from that, the way they surged back from adversity.
No question. With all the momentum against them, and you know, then Zito takes the hill, and just like a train going in a direction, you know, steam rolling one way, and you know, a team and a guy take the field and just take that train and totally switch it back going the other way. Just amazing.
You know, Coach, when you said, you mentioned Barry Zito, and we've been talking about how pivotal of a moment that was, his start the other night, turning the whole thing around. I mean, you know, just as a guy like yourself who coaches a room full of athletes every day, I just wonder if you could get your take, the Jim Harbaugh take, on Barry Zito's individual performance and how maybe it really changed the whole complexion of everything that came after that.
Well, I mean, that's just what's the picture in my mind is that of you know, just how a team and how a guy on that team can be involved in taking a momentum, a direction, like a train that's just, you know, barreling down one way, and then just be able to switch it back the other way, you know, just totally reverse it and then get all the momentum on our side. That's, you know, it's a great example of that. It's a great example of, you know, you're never out till you're out. You know, there's always, you know, another game or another inning to be played to, you know, change your fate. I mean, your fate is in your hands, basically, and or your team's hands. And, you know, and just so many great examples. You know, Vogelsong, I mean, his things that he's been through in his career, Zito, the things he's been through in his career, you know, all those guys. And, you know, that have gone through adversity, and then you know this shining moment, you know, this be a shining star, and you know, just make it all worthwhile. You know, that's what I felt for those two guys in particular, and you know, and then the other guys who've known nothing but success, like Posey and you know, those players to be able to keep it going, you know, to be able to keep, you know, staying on top. Just so many great examples.
I wonder, you guys come from football where you'll play in anything, hail, snow, sleet. You've played in it all, whether it was at Michigan or in Chicago or you name it. To see those guys playing in a monsoon last night in the ninth inning. Have football
sheets of rain.
Yeah.
Sheets, man.
Do you see that image of Scudero putting his head back and letting the rain hit him in the face? Did you see that?
Yeah, it was like Shawshank Redemption.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's what I was wondering, if you were a Shawshank guy.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time, yeah. And, you know, great job by everybody at KNBR, and, you know, Dave Fleming and John and Crook and Kipe and and you and Paulie and, you know, everybody. It's just, you know, just painted a picture for everybody, whether you're listening to it on the radio or watching it on TV. Just really, really incredible. It would be great memories, you know. You just think of some of the kids that are watching this. They'll remember it forever.
Do I have a memory that you have a connection to the Tigers? I know you'll be rooting for the Giants in this series, of course, because your newfound friend Willie Mays won't let you do anything else. But but don't you have a connection to, because your days in Michigan, you actually got to go to the old Tiger Stadium, right?
We did. We went to a lot of Tiger games growing up. My dad was friends with Gates Brown, who they grew up in the same town of Crestline, Ohio, together. And when my dad was coaching at Michigan, Gates would get us tickets, and we'd go to the game and sometime go out with him afterwards or go down to the locker room. And I was a big Tiger fan growing up as a kid. Mark Fidrich and K-Line and Brinkman and all those guys were heroes.
What a stadium, huh? I mean, that's one of the old-time classics, huh?
It was, yeah. It was great. And, you know, those going over to those games, I got a lot of memories of that.
Yeah, I'm looking up. Gates Brown was a Tiger from 63 to 75. I did not know that.
Yeah, and then also Jim Leland. We got a little bit of a connection, family connection with him. We don't really know him, but know him to be a great guy and everything. Jim Leland graduated from Perrysburg, Ohio, his senior year. Then the next year, my dad came in, was the head coach at Perrysburg, Ohio. And then I was born there in Perrysburg. So
tremendous.
A little distant.
Pretty neat. We can't let you go without one football question. The review of the game over Seattle. Wow, what a slugfest. What a physical test that was. And for you guys to come out triumphant.
Yeah, it was great. It was a tremendous game, and I know it was, I don't know what the fans thought of it, but you know, just from my perspective watching it, it was the best game I think I've been involved in a decade, where you know, both teams just played their guts out, and you know, it was just a hard hitting you know, slugfest, whatever you want to call it, but you know, their back ran extremely hard, and which brought out the best in our defense, and you know, our backs ran extremely hard, and the blocking up front, Upati, Alex Boone, Joe Staley, Jonathan Goodwin, Anthony Davis, you know, just a real great performance by so many of our guys. But it was a gritty performance by both teams, and great football game.
Did you have anything you wanted to add to yesterday's stuff with the physical play of their DBs and Pete Carroll saying your receivers were overwhelmed? Is there anything new to add on a Tuesday morning?
No, not really. I mean, you know, the jabs, the you know, it doesn't hurt our feelings. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but words aren't going to hurt us. And, you know, we'll roll right along. Come from the sticks and stones school.
Nice. Nice.
Sticks and stones university.
We're not like that.
Exactly. Yeah. First thought on the Cardinals, you know, a new team, a new tough defensive team. If you can kind of leave us with a parting thought on what maybe the theme of this week going into the Cardinals game is.
Well, a good football team. We went there last year and they beat us at their stadium, and they got off to a great start. They're 4-3 right now. Their defense ranks high in the you know, statistics across the board. They haven't given up more than 21 points in a game, which is outstanding. And where they rank first, second, third in defense, they're in the top three in a lot of different categories. So it's going to be a challenge, and you know, these division games really count for a game and a half. So you know, they put these on the board to determine who wins the division. So they're extremely important.
A big one. I mean, you guys have a one game lead. You can make it two on these guys. So I imagine there'll be no shortage of. Plus, it's Monday night, and there'll be no shortage of intensity in this one. So
right, yeah. But hey, you know. We'll worry about that, and everybody else can enjoy the glow of the Giants win, because it was a spectacular performance by the home team.
Really was, and we know you're a baseball fan, a sports fan, and a fan of great, you know, sort of champions,
the competitors,
too.
So, yeah.
Good.
Well, great, Jim, great fan of that. You know, it's the seventh inning stretch where they always sing, "Take me out to the ballpark," and if the home team, if the Giants don't win, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't lose. They won.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, take it away, Jim. It's always great catching up.
Thanks, Coach.
Have a great. We'll be watching next Monday night. We'll catch up down the road.
Sounds great.
Jim Harbaugh, KMBR 680, the sports leader.